A tiny look at the generative art. It is hard to beat generative art. It is fast and very pretty. Its ability to mimic artists like Caravaggio or mix features creating animals with human attire creates wonderful art. Wonderful. And very, very quickly. It used to be that generative art was made by a computer program, and that the real artist was the programmer. But with today's generative art, that computer program contains all images, and a lot of it is ugly and boring. It takes a prompt artist to send some text or a prompt to the generative art program in order to pull out a pretty image. And some of that text may actually make little sense. The text is called a prompt, as in you are prompting a machine to create something interesting. Even though prompts can be guessed and mostly back-engineered, they are like sub-programs, making these new artists a kind of a programmer. They are the art behind the final image. The prompts will only get more complex, more unique, and more recognizable. Prompt artists will gain recognition for how magical their prompt and beautiful the outcome. As to the ordinary artists, they will go on. They will continue doing what they enjoy doing, but also have the option of using their art skills for generative art purposes. They have experience in producing, in storytelling, in illustration, in framing, in making repairs. They can easily look beyond simple prompting and may update illustrations in classic books, for example. Fixing little errors introduced by the generative art program by hand, and very quickly so. Though tools to replace broken parts of a generated image do exist, manual painting is still the fastest way. It is still something that generative art creators should probably learn. Overall, a work of art is a complete, standalone, and finished product. And whether it is created with a brush or a text prompt, it is still art. And that generative art is so much faster does not mean that the manual artist was somehow beat. It means that more complex artworks are now possible. Reillustrating classical books with more fascinating art is a good example of that. Here, creating hundreds of works of art would be way too hard for a manual artist. But now, with the use of generative art and lots of manual fixing, it is now well within their reach. We have just witnessed generative art, which used to create dorky lines and dots, come of age.